It's time to eat.
What are you hungry for?
Sit down and get ready to consume an abundance of fantasy football knowledge from Ross Tucker and Joe Dolan.
Feed me now! I'm starving!
On the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast.
Yeah, let's eat, baby. It is the Fantasy Feast Eatin' Podcast. It is presented by DraftKings, which is the place that you should all go to participate in a little Sunday slate DFS conference championship game style. I'm the former NFL offensive lineman. Those of you that check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/RossTuckerNFL. You're able to check out the helmets, the game balls. Seems like a long time ago now at this point, man. It was. I retired 2008, so 14 years ago. Gosh. I'm so old. Yet, Andrew Whitworth is still playing. Brady's older than me. He's still playing. I'm just a complete loser that could only play 7 years. Check me out on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. We are always available at Ross Tucker Pod is where you get all of our shows, even Money Podcast, which people love. Of course, the College Draft Podcast, getting you ready for the draft, which is amazing and very important for those of you that play Dynasty Fantasy or really any fantasy football players out there. Joe and I will be getting into that, among other things, next week. Ross Tucker Football Podcast is every day. PFT Commenter was awesome yesterday. Andrew Brandt, amazing today. Tomorrow, it'll be the GOAT, Greg Cosell, who you can check out sometimes at fantasypoints.com using the code 21FEAST, which is co-owned by our very own Joe Dolan, at FG_Dolan, the fantasy gangsta. Again, FG_Dolan. Joe, there's a lot to get to. I guess I feel like I want to maybe not recap each game from last week, but just kind of get your thoughts from a fantasy perspective, probably especially about the losing teams, like the Titans, and your thoughts on Tannehill, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry. I didn't think looked that great. I don't think he looked as good as Foreman did.
No, I mean, Derrick Henry obviously coming off the injury I thought he looked pretty good at the beginning, and I don't know if like maybe he wore down, but the Titans just didn't have the best of offensive performances, it goes without saying. Ryan Tannehill was not very good in that game, but what I think that game showed for sure with the Tennessee Titans is that they need to upgrade at receiver. They need somebody outside of A.J. Brown. Julio was fine in that game, but, you know, you're throwing to Westbrook Akina on the interception that ended up essentially sealing the game, and it Firkser's your tight end. It's just not going to get it done. They have got to upgrade at receiver this offseason. I think that is pretty obvious here for the Tennessee Titans. And then if you want to flip over to the loser on the two more losers, Green Bay and Tampa Bay, what do we even say at this point, Ross? I mean, the Rodgers situation's up in the air. The Brady situation is up in the air. Now, Bruce Arians said he's coming back. So I think he's the oldest coach in the NFL, or one of the two or three. Pete Carroll's up there as well. Belichick's up there as well. You look at these situations and you're like, okay, Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers could be gone. Devontae Adams is entering free agency. So that is a big time question for them. Tampa Bay, what does Tom Brady do? What does Gronk do? Do they bring it back for one final dance? Those are the questions that I think are going to be answered in the next couple of weeks here. Once we get, I think the gap year, the gap week between the championship games and the Super Bowl, we might see some stuff happen. I think both the Alex Smith trade a couple of years ago from the Chiefs to the team, and also the Matthew Stafford trade were reported pre-Super Bowl. So I think we could get some of that quarterback movement going as well. And for the final loser, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, I feel so bad. I feel awful. For Bills fans. I mean, you can talk about the overtime rules. You can talk 13 seconds left. You give up 50 yards. I mean, What a shame. What a shame for them. Josh Allen, I think, staked his claim. He was unbelievable in these two playoff games. I mean, I think, obviously, that he lost to Mahomes. But, I mean, you talk about somebody who real you can make the debate now with Allen or Mahomes. Now, that might sound foolish because Mahomes has won this matchup head-to-head each of the last 2 years in the playoffs. But you watch that game, and you watch the things Josh Allen did in that game, and it is a debate. You absolutely can make the case for Josh Allen. Gabriel Davis was the big coming-out star, of course, with four touchdowns. Emmanuel Sanders is probably going to be gone. I think they can move on from Beasley. Gabriel Davis, with that talent level, the trust Josh Allen has in him, he's somebody who is probably going to be getting consideration in the top 60 picks in fantasy drafts next year. And also, Devin Singletary. I mean, I think he played 100% of their offensive snaps in that game. There's another guy that, you know, he really, they needed him to step up. And while he didn't have a great game against Kansas City, that's somebody whose role, given that offense, if they don't make a significant move in the backfield this offseason, that's a top 36 guy coming off the board. So a lot of positives for the Buffalo Bills. They'll be back. It is just so unfortunate they couldn't get over that hump in what was, I mean, I think you can make the argument it was the game of the century. Like, what a freaking battle that was.
You can make what argument with Allen over Mahomes?
I just think, like, with the
– that he's the best quarterback in the NFL?
I think you can make the argument. I think you can make the I think you can
– I don't know if you're talking best or fantasy or, oh, what, or
for
both.
For fantasy, Ross, it's not even close. He's the best. Now, Mahomes obviously can run as well, but, like, Allen's more mobile. I think Greg Cosell put it your way on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. They ask him to be Superman each and every week. Mahomes, I mean, it's splitting hairs here. Like, I think it's going to sound foolish because Mahomes has beaten him in the playoffs each of the last 2 years. But the point is, Josh Allen is in the conversation for the best quarterback in the NFL after what he did in the playoffs. And it's unfortunate that game had to eliminate one of those two teams because they're playing at super high levels right now.
Well, there's no doubt about that. There's also no doubt that this new free fix finder service at AutoZone, where you can troubleshoot more dashboard lights, including your check engine light, ABS light, and service interval light, is awesome. The free fix finder will give you possible solutions for your lights, all backed by verified technicians. They'll even send you your full results in a detailed fix finder report straight to your email, so you have all the information you need to take on the fix. And if you need a bit of help from a repair shop, AutoZone will even refer you to a nearby shop that you can trust. It is the most complete free warning light report, backed by technician verified fixes, and you can only find it at AutoZone. So next time your dashboard lights pay you a visit, just get in the zone, AutoZone.
Ross, that read gives me just a second. You said dashboard lights quite a bit. Did you know Meatloaf was obsessed with fantasy football?
I think I did know that. Yeah, I think I had heard that.
I interviewed
Did Meatloaf ever play football? He was a big dude, right?
I think he might have at some point. He was a big guy, but no, he was obsessed with fantasy football. He basically claimed to be the best fantasy football player in the world. I remember I remember interviewing him, and he said he won 11 of his 13 leagues that he was in, and, like, that's a pretty ridiculous ratio. I'll fully admit, like, Ross, if I'm in 13 leagues and I make the playoffs in 11 of them, I'm really happy because that's a really good ratio. Meatloaf, I think when I interviewed him, said he won 11 of the 13 leagues. But Meatloaf was a legendary fantasy football player.
Well, I think it also depends a little bit on who else is in the league, right?
It does. Apparently, you did not. Meat was very good at picking his opponents. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, evidently. So what are we talking about now when we get to conference championship games, Joe? There's only two games. So
right.
For the people that did those playoff long leagues, those playoff only leagues, for people playing DFS, what do they need to know?
So I mean, obviously you're playing with extremely short slates. So let's start by talking about one and done leagues, which we discussed at the beginning of the playoffs, Ross. This is self-evident, but maybe somebody does need to hear this because you don't want to screw yourself. So I have three quarterbacks left in my one and done league. I have Stafford, Garoppolo, and Burrow. I used Mahomes last week, which, by the way, I mean, I picked the Bills to win that game, but I used Mahomes last week and it certainly worked out. He put up massive numbers, but now I can't use Mahomes the rest of the way. I have to use Joe Burrow in my one and done league. Why? Because I have to guarantee myself that I'm going to have a quarterback to play in the Super Bowl. I have both NFC quarterbacks left. I have both Stafford and Garoppolo left. I have to use Joe Burrow this week because if I use, let's just say I use Garoppolo and then the Chiefs and 49ers both win, I don't have a quarterback next week. So I need to use Joe Burrow, in the Super Bowl in 2 weeks. I need to use Joe Burrow. So when you're going through your lineups, maybe you're in a one and done. This goes with kickers. It goes with defenses, positions, teams that have really positions for fantasy that have one player from each team who is viable. Make sure you leave yourself somebody in the Super Bowl. You don't want to lose out on those extra points. That might be self-evident. There's going to be people here nodding and saying, duh, but there might be somebody out there listening who's like, oh, crap, I didn't even think of that. I was going to use Stafford. I like his matchup the best. Like, no, you want to make sure you leave two quarterbacks from one conference. That's what you want to make sure you do, so you can pick the winner of that game in the Super Bowl, can use that quarterback. So just throwing that out there.
Yeah. That makes perfect sense to me. What about for DFS at DraftKings?
I mean, what you're going to have to do here is you're going to have to try to create super diverse lineups here with a short slate. So there's two games and there's obviously single game slates. And frankly, Ross, the best way to do that is leaving money on the table. Because the average DFS player is obviously going to say, oh, I need to use all of my salary cap, or I need to use, you know, virtually all of my salary cap. If you don't want to duplicate a lineup, you don't want to double a lineup with somebody else, you're going to have to try to create diversity. And that means maybe you don't use up all of your salary cap dollars. You have to hope that you use somebody who would be lower priced, like Gabriel Davis was last week, and goes nuts in the game. That might not be optimal. You might not be picking the optimal lineup, but if you're going to create a lineup that is actually has a shot to cash and has a shot to beat other lineups, you need to diversify your construction. And on these short slates, it's going to involve going with some cheaper players and leaving some money on the table, because with just two games, this is a showdown thing anyway, when you have a one game slate, you're going to need to leave money on the table because it is so easy to duplicate a lineup.
Speaking, by the way, of leaving things on the table, you really don't want to leave your health on the table. There's a reason why I started taking Athletic Greens. Not everybody has the time to eat healthy all the time. I certainly don't with all my travel. Andrew Brandt loves this thing and was telling me about Athletic Greens. It's like drinking your greens. I mean, I still try to eat pretty healthy, but there are times when I just can't. And you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced superfoods, probiotics, which is really good for my stomach, and adaptogens. It helps support your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system. There's a reason why doctors recommend a multivitamin. The founder story is amazing. These guys are absolutely killing it at this point, and it costs you less than $3 a day to invest in your health, cheaper than a cup of coffee. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/feast. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/feast to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Talk to me about the game where I'll be, Joe. AFC Championship, Bengals at the Chiefs. 54.5 is the total.
Yep. Ross, we have two rematches here in the conference championship game, and the Bengals and the Chiefs, as you are well aware, played just 3 weeks ago. Joe Burrow threw for 446 and four touchdowns in that game. That was kind of, I know it's weird to say because he was the number one overall pick, but wasn't that kind of like Burrow's like serious NFL coming out party? And now everybody is just talking about Burrow. And you watch that game against the Titans, and I understand that Burrow didn't throw a touchdown in that game, but he's got it, doesn't he, Ross, when you watch him? I mean, he has got some swagger. Do you know this, too? Joe Burrow is the first number one overall pick at quarterback to reach a conference championship game by his second season. First ever. Peyton Manning didn't do it. You know, Kyler Murray didn't do it. Stafford obviously didn't do it. Nope, first ever is Joe Burrow. And he's got a rematch. They won this game in Cincinnati against Kansas City just 3 weeks ago. Kansas City has now given up a 200-yard receiver in two of their last four games. They did it to Gabriel Davis last week. Ja'Marr Chase against Kansas City last time out. Went for 266 and three touchdowns, the best receiving performance of the entire season. Got a hunch Ja'Marr Chase is going to get the football in this game. Just a hunch here, Ross. Kansas City's going to have to try to dedicate a little bit extra resources to slowing him down, but anticipate a lot of points being scored in this game. The run game for Cincinnati is functional at this point. Joe Mixon had the long touchdown run against Tennessee in the divisional round. But this game for Cincinnati is going to be won through the air. So if you're playing your lineups here, Higgins is viable. Obviously, Chase, Boyd, CJ Uzoma, certainly somebody who's been getting looks in the playoffs. Cincinnati is going to have an opportunity to score points in this game. I mean, it was essentially like a preview. That game between Cincinnati and Kansas City was like a preview of what we would see between Kansas City and Buffalo. There were no turnovers in that game between Cincinnati and Kansas City. They both got 23 first downs in that game and averaged more than 7 yards per play. It was an offensive blast off for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City, though, is certainly going to look to exploit that offensive line that gave up 9 sacks. Last week, Joe Burrow sacked 9 times. Joe Burrow was also at fault for some of those sacks, though, Ross, and that is a part of his game that he needs to clean up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you took the words right out of my mouth. That's the number one area of improvement he needs to have going into next year. He cannot take some of those sacks. It's better than an interception. Totally get it. But he's smart enough and good enough that he should be able to get rid of the ball and not take those sacks.
And, I mean, look, you have a great kicker in McPherson who obviously can bail you out, but there was one that was essentially a turnover where he knocked them out of field goal range and they ended up having to punt. Ross, you're an offensive lineman. You'd certainly believe that sacks are a quarterback stat. So,
Well, no, I believe that the quarterback has a big impact on them for sure. Yeah, it's not all on them.
No.
But there's no question quarterback has a major impact on that.
And I think you saw that with Joe Burrow. And I mean, like, you watch that game, certainly. The Titans were in the backfield constantly, but certainly a good number of those sacks were on him. And if Kansas City's going to win this game, it's going to involve sacking Joe Burrow. Because, if you get Joe Burrow out of field goal range, McPherson can bomb it. He can hit from 60. But if you sack Joe Burrow out of field goal range, that is a way to essentially create turnovers here against Cincinnati. And you do not want to turn the ball over. You cannot go many possessions empty-handed against the Kansas City Chiefs, as the Buffalo Bills certainly learned last week, and as Cincinnati knows from their shootout 34-31 back in Week 17.
Just out of curiosity, I guess, Joe, what do you think happens in this game?
I mean, I have to think Kansas City is going to win the game. I think it's going to end up like 31-20, something like that. I don't believe the moment is too big for Joe Burrow. I certainly don't believe that. He played in a national championship game. You know, he's gone on the road, went on the road and won in Tennessee against the number one seed. But I almost wonder if this is like, hey, your time's coming. but it's still Patrick Mahomes' time. As we saw, obviously, the Mahomes-Allen prize fight last week. I don't know if Joe Burrow is going to be able to step into that ring and beat. There needs to be a Rocky II moment for Joe Burrow. I'm not sure this is going to be his Rocky I moment. But I do expect that there's going to be a moment where you're like, man, Cincinnati might actually do this. But I anticipate Kansas City's going to win the football game.
What about on the Chiefs side?
So the Chiefs had a really interesting game the last time these two teams played. Mahomes threw for 259 and two, which is probably a little less than you would anticipate in a game that had 65 combined points. Well, Mecole Hardman, who had one catch for 53 yards in that game, was the only Chief receiver to top 40 yards receiving in a 34-31 game. The guy who actually made the big impact was Darrell Williams, who had 88 rushing yards and two touchdowns, also had three catches for 19 yards in that game. Darrell Williams was inactive last week. So now you got Edwards-Helaire and a guy who's been really stepping up for Kansas City, Jerick McKinnon, the running back who, uncommon, he's the healthiest running back on the team right now. Jerick McKinnon had 10 carries for 24 yards. Obviously, Edwards-Helaire ran the ball better than McKinnon. But McKinnon had five catches for 54 yards against Buffalo. He's got over 160 receiving yards in the playoffs so far. So he might end up being a very important player for Kansas City in this game. But you have to imagine, look, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Hill wasn't the healthiest down the stretch, certainly impacted him against Cincinnati. He is going to step up, and he's going to have a better game thus far. But, you know, you line him up in the slot, that's against Mike Hilton, who's a pretty darn good slot corner. I think it's going to be a really interesting battle, but I anticipate that Patrick Mahomes is going to have a better performance this time out against the Cincinnati Bengals, and that's why I'm picking Kansas City to win this game. I expect it'll be a good game, but I'm picking Kansas City to win.
Yeah, I am as well. Talked about the Even Money podcast. I actually think there's a chance that this game gets away from the Bengals. I hope that's not the case.
You're going to be there. You don't want it to be the case.
No, and I'm very impressed. Mike Hilton, Hendrickson, Jesse Bates. I mean, they've got a bunch of guys that have really, really stepped up. They're a fun team to watch. I think they'll be even better next year. They get the right side of the O-line straight. Speaking of getting things straight, you got to make sure you're straight with your battery. Joe, get ready. I forgot to tee you up last time.
Okay, I'll be ready.
And you do that at AutoZone, the only place that carries proven tough Duralast batteries. Here's my thing. Forget that it starts at just $80. Forget any of that stuff. They have free battery testing and charging. Sometimes you might think it's your battery, but it's the starter or the alternator. Before you spend money, why don't you find out exactly what it is? And at a minimum, get your battery charged. Why not? We all need our batteries charged in life, figuratively and literally. Next time you're in need of battery help or to get your battery ready for harsh winter weather, start at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone.
AutoZone.
Nice.
All right.
Love it. I know that AutoZone loves that too, and I know our listeners love it. Niners and the Rams. Ooh, I didn't even realize that the line is now down to -3. It came down a half point. Total is 46, Joseph.
For the second consecutive year, a team is going to try to three-peat in the NFC Championship game by sweeping an opponent. It was not successful last year's NFC Championship game. It was Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Well, they're trying to do it again. I don't know. We'll see. Well, wait a minute. Was last Tampa Bay?
That was divisional round.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. They played the Packers. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, for the second straight year in the NFC.
It sounded good. Just talk about the game.
It sounded good. For the second straight year, a team's going to try to three-peat against a divisional opponent in the NFC playoffs. In addition, Kyle Shanahan has beaten Sean McVay six consecutive times. Ross, they always say, oh, it's hard to beat a team three times. It's really hard to beat a team six consecutive times. I am not predicting a seventh. I believe the Los Angeles Rams are going to go to Super Bowl 56, which will make them the second straight team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium And they're going to become the first team to host a championship game and the Super Bowl because the Buccaneers went on the road in the NFC Championship game last year. So I think Los Angeles is going to win this game. San Francisco, the offense is the problem for me right now. And, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is playing through injury, but San Francisco has scored 36 points in two playoff games. That is obviously the lowest of any team remaining in the playoffs. As a matter of fact, there are multiple teams eliminated from the playoffs who have scored more points than the San Francisco 49ers. Buffalo just scored 36 and lost. San Francisco's done it total in their two games. Obviously, their defense has been pretty damn impressive, and they know how to get after Matthew Stafford. And I can guarantee you, I don't think D'Amico Ryans is going to be bringing a zero blitz with 15 seconds left in the game, Russ. I don't think that's going to happen against Matthew Stafford, who's as good against the blitz as anybody in the entire NFL. But I do think the Rams are a little bit too dangerous in this game. I think they have too much firepower, and they're going to attack that secondary. But D'Amico Ryans has done an outstanding job against Matthew Stafford, certainly in the second half of their matchup in Week 18. D'Amico Ryans coming after Matthew Stafford, and that front seven from San Francisco utterly dominated that game in the second half to get the 49ers into the playoffs against the Rams. I'm going to take a wild guess to think that the Rams and Sean McVay are going to clean that up. So I think a big key, though, Andrew Whitworth. Is Andrew Whitworth going to be able to play in this game? I thought Noteboom did a pretty good job filling in for Whitworth, Ross, but I would take Whitworth over Noteboom if all things are equal. And I think Andrew Whitworth is going to be a pretty important part of what the Rams are going to try to do here in this game against the San Francisco 49ers. Keep this in mind. Cam Akers is a wonderful story. And I'm so happy that we're not talking about Cam Akers' two fumbles costing the Rams after the amazing comeback he's had. But against the 49ers in Week 18, Akers and Sony Michel combined for 46 rushing yards on 26 carries. If the Rams are going to win this game, it is going to be on the right arm. That Manlicker Carcano attached to Matthew Stafford's body.
What did you just call it?
A Manlicker Carcano?
What
like
is
an old
that?
Rifle. It's an old rifle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think that's where they're going to win this game. It's going to be Cooper Kupp, Van Jefferson, Odell Beckham has been spectacular for the Rams during the playoffs. If the Rams win the game, it is going to be with those guys. Van Jefferson, Odell Beckham, you haven't used these guys in one and done. DFS. Obviously, these are options for you. The thing about the Rams, though, is they don't really get guys who aren't fantasy relevant involved, with the exception of Blanton last week, who scored on the little play action at the goal line, the backup tight end. The Rams are a pretty narrow fantasy team. Matthew Stafford throws the ball to Kupp. He throws it to Jefferson. He throws it to Beckham. And he throws it to Higbee. That's pretty much where we're at here with the Los Angeles Rams.
Yes, that's for sure. Niners?
The Niners are going to play the way they play. They are going to run the ball with Elijah Mitchell. They're going to run the ball with Deebo Samuel. They're going to throw the ball to Deebo Samuel. They're going to throw the ball to Ayuk. Ayuk actually had 107 receiving yards against the Rams the last time out. Going to be very interesting to see what the Rams do with Jalen Ramsey in this game. With all their different packages that they use, George Kittle had just 5 catches for 10 yards the last time these two teams played. And Kittle, obviously, has been quiet at times in these playoffs. The best play for George Kittle in the game against Dallas was the one he didn't catch. He did lead them in receiving against Green Bay, but of course, Jimmy Garoppolo threw for just 131 yards. I think the Los Angeles Rams are going to feel pretty good about their defense heading into this matchup because, you know, the Rams gave up 27 points to the Buccaneers, but they turned the ball over 4 times, and it was 4 lost fumbles. So they had very bad fumble luck in that game. Obviously, there was the bad snap. Cam Akers fumbles going into the end zone. Then he fumbles in his own territory. Cooper Kupp, who you don't expect to fumble, he fumbles in his own territory. There was a lot of Tom Brady witchcraft going on in that game to get the Buccaneers back into it. I think the focus for the Rams is we really like where our defense is right now. We got after Brady. We sacked Brady three times. Brady threw an interception. They lost a fumble to Tampa Bay. So, like, Brady lost a fumble. So I think you're looking at the Rams, and Sean McVay is going to talk to his team and understand, okay, look, guys, our defense played great against Tampa Bay. Forget about the fact that we gave up 27 points. We turned the ball over four times. This is why you trade for Matthew Stafford. Ross, that was true franchise quarterback stuff. The Rams turned the ball over four times and none of them were on Stafford. The one that was essentially the center snapping it when Stafford wasn't ready for it. So let's just look, I'm not blaming Stafford for that, and he still delivered them the win. That's a game Jared Goff certainly doesn't win. But I think the Rams are going to look at this game and they're going to say, we like where our defense is right now. Clean up the turnovers. Stafford, don't make any stupid throws. He was picked off twice in week 18 against San Francisco. Jimmy Garoppolo's banged up. He's been making mistakes in the playoffs. We can come after this guy. We can win this game with our defense as long as our offense doesn't make mistakes. I expect the Rams to come out, and I expect them to jump out to an early lead, and I think it's going to be too much for San Francisco to overcome. But Jawan Jennings, by the way, who caught just one pass for 6 yards against Green Bay, Ayuk didn't have a catch in that game. He had two receiving touchdowns in week 18 against the LA Rams, as the Rams were focused on slowing down George Kittle in that matchup.
His name's Joe Dolan, at FG underscore Dolan. I am at Ross Tucker, NFL, fantasypoints.com. Using the code 21FEAST is exactly what you want to do. And then check out any of the other shows. You can also always ask Joe specific questions. Just send me an email, ross@rostucker.com. Ask the fantasy expert the question. He knows a lot more than I do. Other than that, I am stuffed. We're done.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Feast podcast. Make sure to also subscribe to the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Even Money, Business of Sports, and the College Draft. All available at Apple Podcasts, RossTucker.com, or wherever podcasts can be found.
A lot of times on the show, I mentioned DraftKings. Here's what you need to know. You got to be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9 with it. By the way, if what I was talking about included a deposit bonus, doesn't always, sometimes it does. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough, and deposit bonuses are paid out in site credit.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.